Our scripture reading this morning from the Gospel according to John, chapter 12, verses 20 through 26. John 12, 20 through 26. There were some Greeks in town who had come up to worship at the feast, and they approached Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. "Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you help us?" Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip together told Jesus. And Jesus answered, "Time's up. The time has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Listen carefully. Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over. In the same way, anyone who holds on to life just as it destroys that life. But if you let it go, reckless in your love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal. If anyone of you wants to serve me, then follow me. Then you'll be where I am, ready to serve at a moment's notice. The Father will honor and reward anyone who serves me." And then we move a few verses forward, John 12, verse 32. Jesus saying, "And I, as I am lifted up from the earth, will attract everyone to me and gather them around me." Here ends our scripture reading. May it be that you and I become so aware of God's presence in our midst this morning that our hearts will just open up to the message from the Bible. Here in John's Gospel, we hear a very significant and a touching story. At this time, Jesus and his followers were already in Jerusalem. And it's also true that until that moment, Jesus had directed his earthly ministry exclusively to the Jews. Now, nevertheless, the foreigners also heard about him, and many wanted to come closer to Jesus. So it was that crucial moment in the early history of Christianity. Jesus was already in Jerusalem, as we are now in Lenten time, preparing for another Easter. Jesus was there with his followers, and already the darkness was beginning to fall. And at that, let's say, inconvenient moment, if you want to, at that moment, two Greeks, non-Jews, we do not know their full story, went to one of the followers of Jesus, Philip, and stated, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Now, Philip was a bit surprised and unsure what to do. So, before taking the matter to Jesus, because how would Jesus respond to these foreigners, the Greeks, wanting to meet him? So he found Andrew, and they decided, well, let's go and talk to Jesus about it. This was a bit of an unusual and unexpected request. But in their hearts, I believe they thought, certainly Jesus would want to meet strangers, especially if they traveled a long distance. But this time they were wrong. Jesus surprised them. And instead of inviting the Greeks over, Jesus simply changed the subject and explained to them that these Greeks were the first of people from every race and nation who would eventually call on his name. Literally, in that statement, early Christianity crossed its first cultural border. They became the first of countless millions across the earth through the ages who would eventually say, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Sir, tell me more about Jesus. Sir, introduce me to Jesus." And we see the answer that Jesus gave would also forever change our understanding of the depths and what our Christian faith is really all about. And Jesus is giving an illustration here. And it's amazing if we think of the time when it happened, how strong the message was. Jesus said, "Listen carefully. Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world." Who was he referring to? He's talking about himself. "Unless a grain of wheat is buried in the ground, dead to the world, it is never any more than a grain of wheat. But if it is buried, it sprouts and reproduces itself many times over." Jesus had a very specific vision and hope for the future. He wanted all his followers to celebrate peace and to have community with those around them. We know from the Gospels he wanted to bring together all those who have been reconciled, sought forgiveness and found it. Jesus had a hope. Jesus had a dream. He wanted to see life, real life, true life, grow out of his vision and his hope. And now, at the height of Lent, we're reminded that the crucifixion of Jesus would make him like a grain of wheat, that by falling into the ground and dying would eventually bear much fruit, bringing many, many others to real life. Oh, the precious story of the cross of Golgotha. In spite of the cruel reality surrounding him at that time, Jesus then made a powerful statement, and we believe it was another reference to the coming crucifixion. Verse 32, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." Oh, how many have been drawn since that dark day in Jerusalem long ago. We need to understand this. What happens when a grain of wheat or a seed falls into the ground and dies? No, it's not really dead. It's not really gone. It changes. It germinates. It actually begins new life. And finally, it produces buds, sprouts, branches, flowers. We can put it this way: the grain of wheat only has to die in order to resurrect 1,000 times over. Is Jesus saying, "I am like a grain of wheat? I am the foundation. my vision and hope will prevail and will blossom forth into the kingdom of God. Philip, Andrew, Peter, John, go tell everyone. Go tell the Greeks. Go tell the world about Jesus of Nazareth. They did. Oh, indeed they did. For you and I wouldn't be worshiping in this church this morning. When Jesus calls, what really happens? Because you cannot just say, as a young person, oh, I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. Beautiful words, very meaningful to people who know what it means. But how many thousands have said that? Remember my young days as a minister, we had an average of 45 to 50 young high schoolers in our confirmation classes. And you went through a very, very strict regime of more than a year of teaching and training those youngsters. Then finally you brought them out and asked them the question, the big question. No one ever said no. No one. But I can assure you, 2/3 of them were never seen again. Not close to the church. What difference does faith make in your life and in mine? When Jesus calls us, He leads us to undergo a radical inner transformation. And then, like a grain of wheat through Christ, you and I gain strength to begin to die of the fears that keeps us from loving. Then we begin to gain courage to die to the selfishness that keeps us from sharing our gifts. We learn to die to seeking only our own success and salvation in disregard for the good of all God's children. The Bible says, if we die with Christ, we will also rise with Christ as new creations, to be God's children, worshiping together, caring about one another, and discovering what it means to be fully human. And thus, Jesus became Lord for whosoever would come. Jew and Gentile, rich and poor, righteous and unrighteous, no one excluded. All of us are equal in His sight. And now we begin to understand that the foreigners who wanted to see Jesus in those days were only a preview of what was to come. A time was coming when people from all over the world would reach out to receive Jesus as their Savior and as their Lord. It's only by losing ourselves that we find new life that Christ gives. It is the day when you and I begin to bury our selfish aims and our sick self-love, that we open ourselves to rise into new life with God through Jesus Christ. And only when we follow Christ in the sacrifice of our own selfishness and lose our lives as they were, we really find them. Jesus was the grain at that time that needed to die into the earth before the seed could germinate 1,000-fold and blossom into glorious fruit. Since the beginning of the Christian era, people have experienced how lives without real meaning or direction were touched and changed and transformed after a meeting with Jesus Christ, when they became sincere followers of Jesus. And that prompted uncounted millions to echo the request of the Greeks so long ago, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." And the message goes out even this morning. If you've never ever asked the question, never wondered from deep inside, maybe it's time to say, "Sir, I want to see Jesus." When Jesus becomes Lord in anyone's life, a certain transformation from the inside out begins. The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Jesus, the corn of wheat that willingly died so that you and I can live. And we are now ready to turn to the table again to celebrate and to remember Jesus as the grain of wheat who died to transform your life and mine. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. No one is unworthy. If you have that desire this morning, oh, come to the table of love and forgiveness. You are welcome here. Amen.